This episode was sponsored by We Feed Raw. Feeding dogs real food should not feel complicated. With We Feed Raw, it doesn't. Complete and balanced raw meals are customized for each dog's size, age, and activity level, then delivered right to the door. Just thaw, serve, and feed. No prep, no guesswork, no trying to figure out portions alone. Inside every meal is the highest quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, and premium nutrition designed to support better digestion, healthier skin and coats, and lasting energy. Real food, made practical for real life. Visit WeFeedRaw.com to get started and see today's best offer.
AL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. President Obama met with Russian President Vladimir Putin for some 90 minutes today during the G20 summit in China.
Typically, the tone of our meetings are candid, blunt, businesslike. And this one was no different.
And Mr. Obama says one of the main things they talked about was trying to come to some sort of agreement that would lead to an end to the warfare in Syria.
Given the gaps of trust that exist, that's a tough negotiation. And we haven't yet closed the gaps in a way where we think it would actually work. But my instructions to Secretary Kerry and Mr. Putin's instructions to Mr. Lavrov was to keep working at it over the next several days.
The Obama news conference from China is continuing at this hour. The Clinton campaign is still being dogged by questions about Hillary Clinton's private email server.
The issue again in the spotlight after the FBI released notes from its July interview with Clinton. Now, while the documents laid out why the FBI decided not to recommend charges against Clinton, the notes showed Clinton telling investigators she did not recall or did not remember at least 39 times. Often in response to questions about the process, potential training, or the content of those emails.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes, Clinton and Donald Trump are both campaigning in Ohio today. Tropical storm Hermine did not bring good beach weather this holiday weekend, but a sunny July and August brought huge crowds to Ocean City.
It's been great.
Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan says August was one of the most crowded months he's ever seen in Ocean City as people flocked there to cool off. The crowds couldn't have come at a better time. Ocean City literally rolled out its new articulating buses, which can hold many more riders than traditional buses because they have a main bus connected to a second section. That section adds another 20 feet of space.
Our new Arctic buses kind of added a new twist to the system and I think really brought some more recognition to its reliability.
Heather Curtis, Sound, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Gas prices are holding steady as we leave summer behind. AAA reports that prices in the Washington area are averaging $2.20 a gallon. It's about 40 cents less than a year ago. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier is getting ready to leave the force for a new job in a couple of weeks, but today she'll be honored at the Nats game.
Prior to today's game against the Atlanta Braves, the Nationals will honor D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier with what they're calling a special tribute. The team says Lanier will deliver the game ball to the starting pitcher, and other members of the force will deliver the lineup card and make the play ball announcement. Last month, Lanier announced that she would be leaving the force after 26 years to become the head of security for the NFL. Her last day on the job will be the 17th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One person's dead and several others are recovering from gunshot injuries this morning in Roanoke after a shooting incident at a restaurant. It all happened early yesterday at Monster's Bar and Grill in Roanoke. Responding to a 911 call, police arrived to find a number of people shot. No word on suspects or motive. When Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was laid to rest last February, his family asked for privacy, and Supreme Court officials wouldn't say exactly where Scalia's grave was. But few things stay private in the internet age, and a website has now revealed the location of Scalia's grave. According to findagrave.com, Scalia's gravesite is at Fairfax Memorial Park in Northern Virginia. Checking your money. The market is closed today. The Dow opens today. Tomorrow it's at 18,492. The Nasdaq at 5250. Sports, the Nats lose the rubber game of their series against the Mets. They host the Braves at Nats Park this afternoon. The Orioles fail to complete the sweep, losing to the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finger to the pulse.
Ear to the ground.
Nose to the grindstone.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Let's put this in perspective. If you want the straight scoop, here you go and listen up.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Dunkin' Donuts' new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich has arrived in all its glory. With egg, cheese, and savory bacon in between two delicious Belgian waffles, it's not just a sandwich, it's an experience. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Bill. New York Avenue eastbound between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road. All lanes are blocked because of an accident. 95 in Virginia southbound just beyond the Fairfax County Parkway. There's a crash taking out two right lanes. Injuries reported. Police on the scene. Outer loop of the Beltway, just past 414 St. Barnabas Road. We have a crash blocking the right lane. And keep in mind, because it is a holiday, Labor Day, HOV restrictions have been lifted for Labor Day on 270, the Beltway, 9566, and 395. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory once we move past high tide. It is hot today, and it will be hot through the work week. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Keep that grill close to some shade. Mostly clear tonight, low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 93. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Vienna, 57 in Bowie, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Good news and bad news for the animal kingdom. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Why the Secretary of State of the United States doesn't know that a C in front of a paragraph means confidential information. One, she's stupid. Or two, she's lying. Or possibly three, her brain injury has made her incompetent. I don't know.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL, Mornings on the Mall. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. That, of course, is Rudy Giuliani on Fox and Friends over the weekend, talking about what a lot of folks are talking about, at least politically speaking, and that is the FBI and their investigation into Hillary Clinton and her misuse of classified information. So much to talk about here. Let's break it all down with David Zanotti. David is co-host of The Public Square, heard on over 200 radio stations across America. He's also with the American Policy Roundtable, and it's important to note, is a registered independent. David, always appreciate you being here. So let's talk very quickly about Hillary's emails and the investigation by the FBI. I know you've had a couple of days now to take a look at the report. As far as you can tell, were there any real surprises here in this report by the FBI?
Yeah, there are, Dan. The idea of there being 13 telephones throughout the process and that whole intrigue sounds like something from a B-grade spy movie.
And they can't, and they can't find any of them, David. Right? They can't find any of them.
Yeah, and then the whole question that Giuliani brought up, which is the question of the dog ate my homework. I mean, I had a concussion excuse in regards to, gee, I forgot what I was supposed to know. Dan, the whole thing comes down to simply this. The Republicans and the Trump people have been focusing on this as a question of criminality. If it changes to a question of competency, everything changes.
And when I look at everything that was in this report, and I think it was about 58 pages long, there are so many different areas to talk about, and it all comes back to, I mean, you just brought up the 13 different devices that nobody can find. And I think part of this is judgment, obviously, but also part of this is just the notion of how they cooperated with the investigation. I mean, who loses 13 devices? Do you know what I mean? So the go ahead.
Exactly. No, your point is exactly taken. In fact, I've been talking to some people in Ohio this morning, where I'm working this weekend, and they're asking the exact same questions on the street that you're asking right now in battleground states. And what they're saying is, look, it's one thing if you're like the two-person or the three-person down the food chain and you're messing up and you're not competent, but ultimately somebody else has to answer for you, being the president of the United States. But now you're messing up on and stuff like this, and you want to be the person? You want to be president?
Do you think, David, that people will? I mean, you and I do, because we work in radio and we love this kind of stuff. But you just said that people in Ohio, where you are right now, they are asking some very legitimate questions, questions that you and I would ask. But I guess part of the bigger discussion has to be, as legitimate as these concerns are, do you think the average voter is going to care about this? Do you think the average voter will take the time to read through all of this and come to their own conclusions? I don't see how Hillary, at this point, with this report now coming out, can dismiss this as nothing more than a alt-right or right-wing conspiracy against her.
Well, see, that's where the game is changing, Dan. The drip, drip, drip is what's very dangerous to any political campaign. If you can't put something to bed and it keeps coming back and coming back and coming back, eventually it does define the campaign. And this issue does have that potential. We knew from the beginning, and we've talked a number of times on this station and others across the country, about the fact that this is going to be a race to the bottom. And whoever hits bottom first is the person who loses. It has been going bottom up for Donald Trump for a while, but this report and this issue and the question of competency and physical health has the potential of putting Hillary Clinton on the bottom of this fight when it's over.
Do you think people will accept the whole, oh, I had a concussion and I can't remember business that Hillary Clinton is saying? Because this is all, to me, it's clearly an excuse to not have to answer some very difficult questions. The comment that I made earlier was, this concussion has to be one of the most convenient convenient concussions ever, especially in the world of politics.
Well, yeah, it really does come back to the dog ate my homework excuse, and it's just a question of whether or not that can actually be executed in the national campaign for the White House. I don't think we've ever seen it before, and I think we'll know how dangerous the argument is to their polling numbers if you see them open new fronts on Trump and their volume goes higher, because the Clinton pattern of campaigning has always been, when the facts are against you, turn up the volume.
Speaking of polling, we've seen a couple of new polls now that show that Donald Trump is ahead. Others show Trump behind, and still others are showing the gap is really narrowing. The Real Clear Politics poll shows that Hillary is still up by about 4.5%, losing handily, though Donald Trump is in the battleground states. How close of attention are you paying to polls right now, and which polls should we be paying attention to? Because they're all over the map.
Well, they do benchmark the final lap of this race, which we are now in. And to say that she is up in the battleground states right now, marginally within the margin of error, I think on the composite of all the polls, is probably accurate. So the question is, can the Trump people turn this around in the very few days that are left? And, of course, that leads us to what will the big issues be between now and September 26th. It's probably going to be this issue. The emails. Then September 26th, everything changes again, because it's about the debate.
Now, we, of course, have also been talking about the Clinton Foundation pay-for-play scandals, and part of my frustration is that even if it's decided that she did nothing wrong with the pay-for-play scandals, it's my contention anyway, David Zanotti, that she created this environment where Foundation executives felt that it was okay to simply email or call the State Department and ask for favors, from access to ambassadors and world leaders to getting visas for people with criminal records. Again, as as far as the Clinton Foundation scandals, do you think that is a scandal that will resonate with Americans?
I don't think so, Dan, because we're never going to get to the level of criminality there. And what it ends up happening is rich people trading favors with rich people. And most people have accepted the reality that that's just the way life is and there's not much I can do about that. That doesn't have the sticking power of someone intentionally breaking the rules, even if it's not criminal, and then claiming that the dog ate my homework or I forgot or I had a concussion. That sort of stuff resonates. The sort of stuff way up in the muckety-muck world of where Bill Gates lives and the Saudi Arabians live and the Crown Prince of Bahrain and all that stuff, people don't get that. And not because people are stupid. It's just too far outside of the way we live. So that one is not at all crimped up. Now, it could get crinkly and weird if there's more stories that are going to come up. Because it is illegal to bring international foreign money into American elections. If there's a link there where that actually leads to criminality, that's a different situation. But in the time we have left, that's not going to happen. There's just not time for that to develop.
Okay, so what we do have time for is three more debates. Very quickly, what does Donald Trump have to do during these debates?
The difference between Donald Trump winning and losing the debates is whether Donald Trump masters the art of asking questions. He unfortunately plays billionaire's disease, which means that whenever you're asked a question, you always answer because you've got so much money and so much claim that you think people really care about your opinion. If Donald Trump would actually ask questions instead of make statements, he could completely upset the entire paradigm of these debates, set her off balance, and win.
David Zanotti, appreciate your analysis. As always, you have a great Labor Day Monday. My name is Dan Mandis. Here, it's Mornings on the Mall, in for Brian and Larry. It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And some good news, Dan. That Beltway crash, the outer loop passed through to 414 Barnabas Road, has been cleared. That accident in the district, however, on New York Avenue eastbound between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road persists. Been with us all morning. All lanes are blocked, and your alternate would be Rhode Island Avenue. A crash in Virginia southbound on 95 past the Fairfax County Parkway. Two lanes are blocked. Injuries reported. George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. It's about a 15-minute trip, and there are no issues either direction on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be about 89 degrees today under clear skies. It's going to get hotter as time goes on. It's going to be a hot week. Tonight, though, we're going to have a low of about 65. And right now, it is 66 degrees in our nation's capital. Well, we ended up that conversation with David Zanotti talking about the debates. And I think that for Donald Trump, those debates are going to be so incredibly important. And as far as I know, at least according to the Washington Post and others, we don't know if Donald Trump is going to participate in said debates. Now, we know that Hillary Clinton has said long ago that she'll participate in the debates. But Donald Trump, quite some time ago, said, well, let's just see who the moderators are. So a few days ago, we found out that it was going to be CNN's Anderson Cooper, Martha Raddatz, Lester Holt, and Fox News' Chris Wallace. Those are going to be your four debaters. So now, Donald Trump, the ball is in his court. Will he or will he not go up against Hillary Clinton? To me, he has to, because we know that Donald Trump not necessarily doing so well in the polling. We also know, though, that there are a lot of folks who don't believe the polling, and I understand that, so you can save the emails and the tweets. I get it. I know. But here's my question. Why would Donald Trump decide not to participate in the debates? Well, he may have concerns about the moderators. And I want to look back in time, if you will, because we have Lester Holt, Chris Wallace, and Martha Raddatz, three people who have indeed really taken Donald Trump to task in the past. And I'm going to revisit some of those right now because Donald Trump has a decision to make. Does he participate in these debates? Obviously, he has to. But you'll remember Chris Wallace from Fox News, who, by the way, is one of my absolute favorite journalists on Fox News. And you may recall one of the more epic moments in the primary debates when Chris Wallace used visual points to press Donald Trump on Medicare.
Let's put up full screen number two. You say that Medicare could save $300 billion a year negotiating lower drug prices. Mm-hmm. But Medicare total only spends $78 billion a year on drugs. Sir, that's the facts. You're talking right. about saving more money on Medicare.
I'm saying saving through negotiation throughout the economy, you'll save $300 billion
a year. Deficit.
And so you remember that moment when, you know, essentially what Chris Wallace was doing was he was fact-checking Donald Trump right there during the primaries. Now, interestingly, and that was a tough moment, by the way, for Donald Trump. It really was. And Chris Wallace has said in a number of different interviews that he really does like to be able to lead the candidates down a road and try and get them to give more of an answer and give more information about their policy points than just talking points. And so that is one of the things that I do like about Chris Wallace. But for Donald Trump, he's had a history with Chris Wallace. He's also had a history with Lester Holt. And maybe you remember the moment that Donald Trump claimed that Hillary Clinton was sleeping through the whole tragedy that was Benghazi. And Lester Holt, quite some time ago, challenged Donald Trump over that notion that Hillary was sleeping through Benghazi. And it did get kind of heated. Here was that exchange.
Well, let's talk about your claim that she was asleep during the Benghazi attack.
He was left helpless to die as Hillary Clinton soundly slept in her bed.
That Ambassador Stevens was asking.
Were you there? Were you with her?
She has testified before the committee that she wasn't asleep. It happened during the daytime. There's no evidence that she was asleep.
It happened all during the day, and Doria was going on for a long period of time.
But I guess what I'm asking,
a long period of time, and she was asleep at the wheel. Whether she was sleeping or not, who knows if she was sleeping?
I think so. What Lester Holt and Donald Trump ultimately came to the decision was that Donald Trump was talking more metaphorically when he said that Hillary was asleep at the wheel. But to me, Lester Holt did a very good job of challenging Donald Trump. And finally, Martha Raddatz. Now, she had a blistering conversation with Donald Trump. You remember this comment from Donald Trump regarding John McCain, right?
He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You can have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
Yeah, so that didn't sit too well with a lot of Americans, a lot of veterans, including Martha Raddatz, journalist, of course. And so she was able to grill Donald Trump about that comment. Here's how that sounded.
Let me talk about your language about him being captured. You say you prefer those who aren't captured. What could John McCain have done not to be captured?
Well, I do say this. People that fought hard and weren't captured and went through a lot, they get no credit. Nobody even talks about them. They're, like, forgotten, and I think that's a shame, if you want to know the truth. People that were not captured, that went in and fought, nobody talks about them. Those are heroes also.
I think people do talk about those people as well. But what did you mean?
So.
What did you mean?
Way,
you
I don't think so.
What did you mean you prefer those who aren't captured?
I want to give them credit.
Yeah, so as you can tell, that was one of three different rough dialogues that Donald Trump has had with the moderators for the upcoming debate. So will Donald Trump decide to do the debates? I think he has to. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. In for Brian and Larry. Got a lot more coming up next.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Larry O'Connor here for the professional landlords of Rent Estate, Renters Warehouse, helping everyday homeowners right here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., just like you, lease and manage their homes. Renting your current home could be a great option and help you put extra money in your bank account. To get started, call Renters Warehouse and find out what your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse will perfectly price your property and then find you quality tenants for top dollar. Renting delivers you monthly cash flow, someone else pays your mortgage, and you get big tax benefits, appreciation, and equity. Start to cash in on renting your home with Renters Warehouse. Their 24/7 property management is only $80 a month. There are no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rentestate.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry. It is 8:25. Let's check in with Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Dan. We still have closures on New York Avenue eastbound between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road because of an earlier crash. 95 southbound past the Fairfax County Parkway. Do watch out for an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder, but police and emergency vehicles on the scene. 95 southbound from the Beltway to the Occoquan River Bridge, about a 13-14 minute commute. You're tapping the brakes here. And Metro's Blue Line and Orange Line experiencing additional delays because of signal problems outside Stadium Armory. Now, this report brought to you by the American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can truly help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Do it today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory once we move past high tide. It is hot today, and it will be hot through the work week. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Keep that grill close to some shade. Mostly clear tonight, low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 93. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 66 degrees in the nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis. How are you? It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. You know, it is amazing when you look at the 10 takeaways from the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. I've got to tell you, it is rather stunning when you look at the report in its totality. Now, for Hillary to say, and she's darned if she does and darned if she doesn't. For example, if she says, well, yeah, I didn't really understand what was going on with the classified information. For example, she didn't recognize the C that was next to some of the classified intel on some of these reports. And so when you look at that statement in and of itself, that she didn't recognize what those markings meant, you think, okay, well, she says that she doesn't remember taking the training as it relates to this classified intel and how to recognize it. Well, the truth of the matter is that she did take one of the training courses, at least several of the training courses. Yes, she says that she doesn't remember it because of her concussion. Well, the truth of the matter is that she signed a form that said that she took the training classes. So when she says that, and then she blames the concussion, and then she blames all of these other things like a vast right-wing conspiracy, it does paint a portrait of a woman, of a leader, who is not much of a leader. So coming up next, we will go over the 10 takeaways from the FBI's investigation into Hillary's email server, courtesy of the Washington Examiner. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
It's coming up on 8:30. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Will the FBI's investigation into Hillary's email server be her downfall? Well, wait till I tell you the top 10 takeaways from the FBI's investigation. That and a whole lot more is coming up on Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin talked today in China about ways to end the warfare in Syria.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like. That would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies, like ISIL.
But Mr. Obama says there are gaps of trust between the U.S. and Russia that are standing in the way of an agreement on Syria. The president also this morning weighed in on the controversy over NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand for the national anthem. Mr. Obama says Kaepernick is, quote, exercising his constitutional right to make a statement.
If nothing else, what he's done is he's generated more conversation around some topics that need to be talked about.
It is now 64 days before Election Day.
Today is traditionally the starting gun to that final sprint towards Election Day. Labor Day, this is when voters are supposed to start paying attention. But this has been not quite a traditional campaign. People have been paying attention for a long time. That said, both campaigns expecting to ramp up their campaigning and their attacks.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is telling residents don't be lulled by the nice weather as Tropical Storm Hermine spins hundreds of miles off the East Coast. Christie warns that minor to moderate flooding is still likely in coastal areas. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 18,492, the Nasdaq at 5250. Sports, the Nationals' magic number remains at 18 as they lose again to the Mets. The Orioles lose to the Yankees. WMDA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascades Center for Dental Health. Missing or damaged teeth can cause more than embarrassment. It could lead to diseases that could negatively impact your life. At the Cascades Center, we excel at full mouth implants that can completely restore your smile, your oral health, and even help you look younger. Many practices send you to several locations over several visits using outside labs, not at Cascades. We're a full-service dental practice. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day in one location, saving you time, discomfort, and money. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Visit our website and see what our longtime patients have to say. See their success stories. We would love to become a part of yours.
Prolific experience and a legendary afterplan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Dr. Ruparelia and Cascades Dental the right choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Ask our advisors to help you explore our 90-plus programs and specializations and build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Undergraduate and graduate classes start September 12th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Join me, Chris Plant, Thursday, September 22nd at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Visit mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. mrc.org/gala.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And to you, good morning, Bill. HOV restrictions lifted because it is the Labor Day holiday on 270, the Beltway, 95, 66, and 395. Eastbound New York Avenue still closed between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road, so your alternate would be Rhode Island Avenue. 95 southbound just past the Fairfax County Parkway. We had an earlier crash, but the good news is it's gone. 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split at 24-minute commute. And Metro's Blue Line and Orange Line delays because of signal problems outside Stadium Armory. Right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures today, and it just gets hotter through the next few days. Sunshine will get up to 89. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low around 68. Sunshine ahead tomorrow. High 93. Mid-90s on Wednesday. Upper 90s for Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Haymarket, 63 in Beltsville, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 836, Mornings on the Mall, Labor Day Monday. And for Brian and Larry, my name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL. Okay. The 10 takeaways from the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton, that is coming up. But I wanted to mention one thing. I don't want to go all Anthony Weiner on everybody, but I just want to say this one thing, and then I'm not going to mention it again. Child Protective Services, they are now investigating Anthony Weiner. You know what I was thinking about this? Is that Anthony Weiner, I wonder... This isn't just your typical everyday sexting that people do. No. Anthony Weiner knows that he's a target. Anthony Weiner knows that there are people that will do anything to bring him down, so to speak. So we know that he is the husband of Uma Abedin, who is, of course, the big aide there, right? The right-hand person to Hillary Clinton. We also know that he has lost a whole heck of a lot. I mean, dude lost his congressional seat. He was going to run for mayor. He couldn't do that after the second or third or fourth or ninth time that he did this. And so he knows that he's always going to be a target, yet he kept doing it over and over and over again. Finally, his undoing was, he's, it turns out, been doing it again with yet another woman. And this time he took a picture of himself with his little baby next to him, with his little boy next to him. And so now Child Protective Services, they are investigating Anthony Weiner. I don't know of the latest on that investigation because, frankly, it's none of my business at this point. But I was thinking about this. Is it possible that when Anthony Weiner was a kid, in his formative years, in his formative teenage years, do you think maybe he was made fun of because of his last name? And because in his formative years, when he was made fun of, now, for whatever reason today, as a grown man, he is insistent on sending pictures of his to other people. Because that's the only thing that I can think of, that this guy would continue to do this knowing that he has lost his career, he could lose his kids, knowing that he is a target. See, that's the thing that I find so fascinating about this whole thing, is that he continues to do this even though he knows that he's going to get caught, even though he knows that he's putting his wife at peril. He's already destroyed his career. Why is he going to try and possibly, through his carelessness, also destroy his wife's career? Now, obviously, I think Uma Abedin is going to be just fine. She finally did the smart thing, which is leave this guy, leave this loser. But I do think that Anthony Weiner needs some help. Because there's something in his past that is pushing him, psychologically pushing him, to do what he's doing. And I do just wonder. I wonder if he was picked on as a kid because of his last name, and that has led to him doing these kinds of things today. But the bottom line with Anthony Weiner is this. He does need to get some help. He really does. Because I think this goes far and above just some sort of an addiction. I think there's a lot more to it than that, and we'll see what happens. But for Anthony Weiner, now that Uma has apparently left him, she says she's left him now, for Anthony Weiner, it's going to be a very, very difficult road because, listen, I don't know what kind of money-making ability this guy has at this point. I mean, who would hire him? Would anybody hire this guy? I mean, certainly nobody's going to vote for him, so his political career is over. Now his wife has left him, so and as far as I can tell, she was the one making all the money. So now they're caught in a really difficult situation because Uma is out on the trail with Hillary. She's the right-hand person to Hillary Clinton. So now she's on the campaign trail. Uma is. Anthony Weiner is now her ex-husband, or soon-to-be ex, is being investigated by Child Services. So where does the kid go? What happens? Now, what's interesting to note is that there are people that are trying to tie Anthony Weiner's issues and Uma's issues to Hillary Clinton by saying that Hillary is trusting someone who does not have very good judgment in Uma Abedin because Uma stood by Anthony Weiner for so long because Hillary is, this is the politics of today. Hillary is showing bad judgment by trusting someone who also has bad judgment in Uma Abedin who placed her faith in Anthony Weiner. And so it goes. The 10 takeaways from the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. Now, it is interesting to know, and I was talking to David Zanotti about it, and when I was speaking with David just the last segment or so, I opened up the interview asking David, okay, so, you know, what were the surprises that you saw in this report? And I got to tell you, there are so many surprises that I probably should have reframed the question a little bit differently. I should have asked him, what was your biggest surprise? Because to me, there were so many different aspects to this this investigation, and the more that we find out about this, the more not only does Hillary look really dumb, but James Comey looks really stupid as well. But we know that it was all politicized, and that's all part of the process. But they talked about how Hillary Clinton, she had no idea what the little C meant on a document that means confidential. She didn't know that that C meant confidential. So my problem with this is, and it all goes back to judgment, right? When she looked at this piece of paper and she saw the C on it, she didn't know what it meant. You would think that just from a common sense standpoint, you are the Secretary of State. You don't know what that little C is? Well, then why don't you go ask somebody? That's part one of the problem. Part two of the problem is that she signed a thing, she signed a form that said that she took the actual training to prove that she knows and she was taught what the C stands for. But because of this very convenient concussion, bottom line is, she says, oh, I don't remember anything. See, that's the problem, is that with this concussion, she is conveniently forgetting everything. One of the biggest takeaways for me was that she withheld 17,448 work emails from the FBI. Now, this is yet another issue with Hillary Clinton and her dishonesty. Also, the fact that she lost, quote-unquote lost, a whole bunch of the mobile devices so that the FBI couldn't look at them. I mean, there is so much more. And we're going to continue to talk about this and a whole lot more coming up next. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. In for Brian and Larry, it is Mornings on the Mall here on WMAL. It's 844.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months, and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
8:45, it is Mornings on the Mall. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Dan. Still, New York Avenue eastbound closed between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road by a very earlier crash. Use Rhode Island Avenue as your alternate. In Sterling, an accident, Harry Byrne Highway at City Center Boulevard. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, just beginning to get very slow now. A 13-minute commute should only take you about 9 or 10. And, of course, because it is a holiday, HOV restrictions have been lifted on 270, the Beltway, 95, 66, and 395. And Metro's Blue and Orange lines experiencing delays because of earlier signal problems outside the stadium armory. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We will lose the coastal flood advisory once we move past high tide. It is hot today, and it will be hot through the work week. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Keep that grill close to some shade. Mostly clear tonight, low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 93. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now, it is 66 degrees in the nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis on WMAL. Labor Day weekend. In for Brian and Larry. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a safe and happy Labor Day weekend, getting that barbecue going and everything else. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I said on Friday, I said, it's going to be a really bad 3 days, really bad 3 day weekend for Hillary Clinton. Now, here's the deal. Tim Kaine is running around the shows, and I don't even bother to get any audio because you know that the Clinton campaign is just going to say their usual talking points. I don't know how they're going to talk themselves out of the pickle that they are in with these 10 big takeaways from the FBI's investigation into Hillary's email server. This was, of course, a courtesy of the Washington Examiner. And there is so much here. And we were talking about this earlier. There is so much here. And even if there is no discussion of any criminal charges, which, as we know, there won't be any criminal charges, but when you just look at the judgment, when you just look at the facts that Hillary Clinton, over and over and over again, she's been talking about the fact that she's been saying to the American people that she turned over all of those work-related emails to the FBI. And as far as she knows, there were no other work-related emails. Well, it turns out she has 17,448 work-related emails that have now been turned over. They had to find them from the FBI. But she said it over and over and over again that she had turned them all in. So this, at the very least, will play into the narrative that Hillary hasn't been truthful with the American people. But see, we know this. We know that she hasn't been truthful with the American people. The other thing this does, and I don't know if she can blame this on the concussions or not, but she did use at least 13 mobile devices to access her emails. Not only did she use those 13, but she conveniently lost all 13. See, the FBI couldn't find them, so the FBI had to just take her word for it that she had 13. However, they didn't get the chance to look them over. They didn't get a chance to scan them. Why? Because they were lost. See, all of this just sounds so corrupt, doesn't it? It's like, how do you lose 13 of these devices? The State Department regularly warned staff to not use mobile devices. See, you can't blame this on the concussion. Here's the quote. Clinton and her immediate staff were notified of foreign travel risks and were warned that digital threats began immediately upon landing in a foreign country, since connection of a mobile device to a local network provides opportunities for foreign adversaries to intercept voice and email transmissions. That's what the FBI wrote in its report. Clinton clearly failed to follow her own department's advice. And here's the problem. The problem is that she keeps talking about this concussion. I understand that. I do. However, this plays, again, to judgment. This does not play to a concussion. This does not play to stuff, if you will, or classes or whatever it is that she conveniently forgot, meetings that she conveniently forgot. This happened, and this pertains to judgment specifically. We also know that Clinton was never authorized to conduct State Department business on her private server. She was required to seek approval before using her homebrew server to conduct state business. Of course, the Washington Examiner reports, but the FBI found no evidence that Clinton sought approval. And here's the thing. They've come out and they have said, had she sought such approval, they never, ever would have approved such a request. They never would have. Here's the other big problem that Hillary Clinton has, and I could go on and on as far as Hillary's and the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. One of the other problems that she's going to have, and I'll get into this in a little bit more detail coming up, but even her closest allies, like, say, for example, the New York Times, is coming out and saying that Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea need to walk away from the Clinton Foundation. I will cover that. Coming up next here, my name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
This may sound like a crazy question, but are you addicted to work? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Norwegian researchers wanted to figure out how many people are true workaholics. So they surveyed thousands using the Bergen Work Addiction Scale, which uses diagnostic criteria for several kinds of addiction. The study found that nearly 8% of people could be classified as workaholics. This meant they were spending more time at work than intended, working to reduce feelings of guilt and anxiety, and deprioritizing hobbies and exercise because of work. A third of workaholics met criteria for ADHD, compared with 13% of non-workaholics, suggesting a significant link between the two. The study also found a link between workaholism and OCD, anxiety, and depression. Yes, sometimes it is necessary to take work home with you, but you gotta know where to draw that line. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Your home. It's how you live. It might need work, maybe more space, your style, or need an overdue fix. Well, Big Dog Remodelers is your solution. They're a licensed general contracting firm in D.C. and Maryland. It's a family business, and they take great pride in their home designs and professional execution. The difference is it's personal at Big Dog Remodelers. They believe it should be a creative, fun, and hassle-free experience. Your project is managed by the owner, and the work is done by quality craftsmen who are company employees. Big Dog Remodelers in D.C. and Maryland. Kitchens, baths, decks, rooms, exteriors, everything home. Leave nothing to chance and call now to shorten the distance between your vision and a new living space. Call 240-338-3814 for a free consult or bigdogremodelers.com. That's 240-338-3814 for your home.
8:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. Say hello to Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hello, Dan, and happy Labor Day to you. Because it is a holiday, HOV restrictions have been lifted on 270, the Beltway 95-66, and 395. New York Avenue, however, eastbound, lots of restrictions. It's closed between Montana Avenue and Bladensburg Road. Been like that all morning because of an earlier crash. And in Sterling, Harry Byrne Highway at City Center Boulevard, there is an accident there, so be aware of that. This report brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot temperatures today, and it just gets hotter through the next few days. Sunshine, we get up to 89. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low around 68. Sunshine ahead tomorrow, high 93. Mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 90s for Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, right now it is 66 degrees in the nation's capital on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you finding out that the Affordable Care Act isn't so affordable? Or maybe you're just now realizing that preventative care really means take this pill for the rest of your life. Is this you? Your energy is low, you eat a poor diet, you spend most of your day sitting, and you suffer from other health problems too? Well, it's time to do something about it. Learn from experts in health and wellness and finally take control of your health. Join ageless health author Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C. and guest speakers at the Angelica Film Center Mosaic for Age Ageless Health 2016, maximizing the fountain of your youth. Thursday, October 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. Listen up. This event will change your life. Registration is just $59 and you'll learn to apply key concepts right away to begin living your life without pain, drugs, or surgery. Register now. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Or visit agelesshealth2016.com. That's agelesshealth2016.com.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
It's coming up on 9 o'clock. My name is Dan Mandis. Chris Plant is up next. It is Mornings on the Mall here on 105.9.